All right, I told you earlier, 96% of the increase in spending is for the remuneration of public servants. They get 40% of all government expenditure. So now Ditombweni, the finance minister, tells us their salaries are to be frozen for the next 3 years. There are 1.3 million of them. Will they take it lying down? Ruben Maleka is the Assistant General Manager at the Public Servants Association, which of course is the largest public sector union, and joins us now on the line. Ruben, a very good morning to you as always. Thank you for your time. No doubt you listened to the Finance Minister yesterday with some consternation.
Good morning, Bongani, and the listeners of 702. We are very, very disappointed with the attitude and the manner in which the Minister of Treasury, Ditombweni, is dealing with issues of very important, such as collective bargaining in totality. Because he goes there in Parliament, he makes pronouncements on issues that are required to be tabled in the bargaining forum, which is the PACBC. In a way, he's even said that there's no need to have these structures such as the bargaining councils, because he is the man of the moment. He even undermines all ministers, meaning that even the portfolio of the Minister for Public Service Administration is not necessary, because he's already assumed the power of that position, because he goes to Parliament, pronounce on the salary freeze before we go to the PACBC to discuss the demands for the next year. So he even went further to even pronounce that he's going to introduce taxes that or some sort of penalties that will not allow public servants to leave the public service if they wish to do so. All those kind of things makes us very angry. And we are going to, it's going to meet us, meet fire with fire, because as we speak right now, all unions, we have agreed, we're meeting on Friday.
Yeah.
We're going to table demands for next year, while our court case is also coming on the 2nd of December.
I'll come back to the fire with fire in a moment in terms of what you might mean by that. I mean, would you not rather have him play open cards? What he's really saying there says these issues are not up for discussion. This is what it is. I mean, you surely don't want him to string you along, giving you an impression that there is money in the kitty to pay for all the things the public servants might want. He's being blunt, he's being open, he's being honest, and he's saying so far and no further.
Look, he's very much dishonest, because we know that SAA is just a bottomless pit, and it's is a piggy bank where looters run to go and get their money. So why did he have to cut the department's budget to go and feed the money to SAA? SAA has failed. Many times money has been pumped there, nothing comes out. Or maybe he's worried about his transport to go to Parliament and come back. So why would that ask this question? If there was a need...
Yeah, Ruben, let me come in there. Let me come in there, yes, and say the cynic might throw this back at you and say the only reason your statement and what you are saying now as far as the bailing out of SAA is concerned, the only reason you can afford to say that is because their members belong to NUMSA and not your union. If it was your workers, you'd be spitting fire. I mean, the reality is Labour, as part of the alliance more broadly, has enjoyed a bonanza for many, many years. Salary increases, outpacing inflation, outpacing CPI, that bonanza, that Christmas is over.
Look, the issue of saying that it's not about NUMSA or any other trade union. The question is that why not bail out SABC? Because SABC is all of us, including the poor, they need SABC than SAA. It's a matter of choice. We would say that if there was a choice to bail out any entity, they would have that bailout should go to the SABC. And the fact that we've been getting above the inflation adjustment does not mean that we are super rich at the moment. Look, water, electricity, medical aid inflation is not counted, because medical aid inflation is not part of the CPI. The water, transport and food inflation is way above the CPI. So you can never be saying that because somebody has received inflation above, then this person is being in a bonanza. That is not true. The fact is that
Ruben, So, sorry to come in there. The fact is, Dido Mboweni was telling us he's already in conversations with ratings agencies who may downgrade us even further. At some point, if we don't take this tough medicine ourselves, somebody else is going to force it on us. When we run out of money and we go with a begging bowl to the financial institutions who will impose these kinds of restrictions anyway, let's rather do it ourselves.
Look, I think they've got an option. A very good option is that if they can go back and say that, okay, let's recoup the money that has been lost through looting and corruption. Let's go for Wasasa. Let's go for the Guptas. Let's go for the municipalities. The Auditor General report is there. That shows that how looting happened, who looted the municipalities and everybody. So why are they not going there? Because I can tell you, out of just going back and recoup the money that has been looted, we don't need even go to IMF or anybody else to borrow money. We can have sufficient money.
That's a clever sounding solution, but Ruben, you know it's going to be a lot more complicated than that. The Guptas went off with their money, and some people will say the unions were watching as all of this looting was unfolding and not saying much. Now, you're saying you're going to meet fire with fire. What does that mean?
That means that come the time that the table demands and they don't come to the party, they will find us in the street. And if it means that we shut down the whole public service for months, if it means so, we'll do so.
Not backing down, not taking one for the team, not making these sacrifices for the greater good?
Look, there's, in fact, if we say that what is the greater good, the greater good is that they must stop pumping money where it's not needed. They must start recouping the money that has been looted. Then we can talk.
The greater good would be there's a bigger promise for infrastructure spend. Jobs are going to be created that way. A lot of that infrastructure is going to be around making public service deliver things it maybe cannot do so now. And with the boon that might come from all of that, this economy might get kick-started again and we all win.
Look, that we really support. Infrastructure development has always been something that we've been saying that it must happen.
It won't work if you're shutting the economy down.
Yes, we need to restart the economy. But the fact is that at the same time, when you pump this kind of money, you need to have structures in place that make sure that there's no looting. Because we know, even if you pump that money, the question is that there are hyenas who are waiting to see this thing happening. And at the same time, if it collapses, they run away with the money. The question is that, are we having systems in place to make sure that even the money that is pumped in this infrastructure development is not going to be looted? That's the one big question that they need to answer now.
Ruben Maleka, Assistant General Manager at the Public Servants Association. I think your concerns around corruption and mismanagement are genuine ones. However, the wolves are at the door. What's your take? 011-883-0702.